Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare
Hare, Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Apologies for being a little late. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesa Sunyavari Paskatyare Sata Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I want to affectionately welcome you for this second class. Today we will cover something which might be the key you just looked for in your life. There will be two points which we will cover. The episode which we discussed yesterday leaves a question in our mind. to summarize, we heard about a sinful man who at the brink of death, as he was just about to cross that border and enter into a realm from where no one returns in the same body, this sinful man chanted at that time the holy names of the Lord, but he meant his son. Like in this world, we give spiritual names to children: Govinda, Gopal, Nimai, and so on. He had also, not even him, his wife, the prostitute, had given this name on the request of four sadhus who had visited her home to beg for food. And they had seen that she was pregnant, in a high pregnancy, and they had said, please give your child, when he is born, the name Narayan, the name of God. Ajamil chanted without faith. He just chanted in utter desperation and helplessness. And yet, he received such a high reward. He was spared from death. The four messengers of God came and took him or brought him back into the body. He was a little out already, and said, you have a second chance now. You should be dead by now, but you have chanted the names of the Lord, so you have a second chance. So Ajamil went to Haridwar, and there he completed his spiritual life. But our point here of interest is, not meaning the Lord, a life of sin behind him, he chanted the name, yet he was saved from death, and he was brought on the path which eventually brought him to the eternal kingdom of God, the Vaikuntha worlds. The question which is there before our eyes is, I'm endeavoring so much. I'm getting up. I don't do what my senses tell me to do. I control mind and senses. I have a spiritual practice which is sometimes highly demanding of me. My time. And here is the sinner who circumvents all this, who bypasses all of this, who chants one time Narayan, and he has such a wonderful result. The reason is that Ajamil had two qualities which all of us have to look at and see how they can develop these qualities in their life. The first quality, he was free from offenses to saints. And the second is, he chanted in a mood where he had no other shelter. He was totally helpless. From this follows, if we add these two points to our practice, avoiding offenses, and chanting in a mood where we search sincerely for divine help, then our result is we can't really imagine what it is. Prabhupada used to say, had said about a few disciples, I'm aware of one, Jayananda, that he went back to Godhead after shedding this material body. My dear devotees, trembling with high respect, let us look now on what is an offense. In the Padma Purana, there is a verse which says, trembling in fear, we ask the question, what are the offenses against the holy names that nullify the effect of our chanting? Padma Purana really says trembling with fear, because when you hear them, this is what is the reason that we are sometimes not at the place we want to be. Prabhupada has explained about chanting with offenses. He says, he was asked about a person who is chanting, and he said, if he is chanting without offenses, then it is all right. But if he is committing offenses, it will not be effective, his chanting. So we hear now that there are things which are so powerful that they wipe out the effect of chanting, that is the offenses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known to say in Chaitanya Bhagavat, if someone chants with offenses or commits offenses, and he singles out Vaishnava Aparat, you remember Bhujan Prabhu talked in some detail about him. Remember how he said he would try for 1 month of Kartik to not speak bad about a Vaishnav, and you know, and then he continued talking very humbly about his experience. He said, I lasted for 15 minutes. So Lord Chaitanya says, if one commits offenses, then the bath in the Ganga, which such a person does to become rid of the offenses, will turn against him. If one commits offenses, the chanting of the holy names will turn against him. Now please don't say, okay, I stop chanting and continue offenses. No. Then you are even in a worse situation. Offenses, the word aparada means it gives displeasure to the holy name. Krishna, whom you call, becomes unhappy if you do these offenses. He becomes sad. He becomes, says Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, like someone who has a really offensive, rebellious servant who always talks bad about him. A master who has such a servant will maintain him minimally. He will say, okay, you can, your food is still available for you. But he will not allow him into the confidential quarters of the house. This is how offenses work. The effect of someone who commits offenses is he loses taste, his attraction for spiritual practice wanes, he just doesn't like to chant or and do other things. And what is happening on the, you know, what comes from the offenses, not what goes, is he develops a material vision. Have you ever been in the situation that you think, this movement doesn't attract me any that there's so much politics going on, so much this going on. Ugh. Have you ever been in the situation, I count the days until I finally can get on the airplane and whoop, go back in comfort zone where I come from? This means you have no spiritual vision to see the wonderful things that do happen on a parallel line in a spiritual movement. You only see the human aspects, the aspects that are to be purified, but you don't see the good results already that happen. Material vision sees only material things. Or in the Holy Dham, someone who has this fever of offenses says, I see only dirt. And then a blissful devotee says, honestly, I see only bliss. You know, the material vision is strong. Now, my dear devotees, you can approach these offenses, and there are 10 which are listed, in a negative way, which you have heard many times. In many temples, the 10 offenses are listed before one chants. But you can also approach solving these things in a positive way. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani talks about this positive way. It's towards the end. I believe it's in the 13th chapter, but you can easily find it, where he says, instead of doing this, one should do that. And I will present to you an hopefully inspiring positive list, which I call not the 10 offenses against the holy name, but the 10 defenses for your spiritual life, that which protects you. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati has said, unless we extend our best efforts earnestly and qualify ourselves for the Lord's mercy, it's next to impossible that we can be rescued from our fallen condition. My God, you are so silent. I'm not accustomed to a silent Hare Krishna audience. Actually, I am. I have seen many times, but impressive. My dear devotees, are you willing to look at these 10 positive things which you can earnestly do in your life, so that you can be rescued from whatever level you are? Yes, no?
Yes.
What I intend to do, I go through them. If you want to have a copy of them, because I might be so fast that you can't copy them down, I suggest that you contact Prahlad Nrisimha. Please come, Prahlad Nrisimha, that we see you distinctly. Please turn around. I know how you look. Yeah, that's Prahlad Nrisimha, a devotee of many impressive talents. One of them is he knows how to use the computer. And we can send you some of the things which we allude to. I believe this list, which we will hear now, is something that you need to have with you, and you need to look at it from time to time and practice maybe number one or number five or whatever you want in your life. So just hearing one time will not do the work for you. But if you practice earnestly, and what was the other word, seriously, okay. If you practice in earnestness, my dear devotees, you are setting yourself up for a result in your chanting that is beyond conceivable things, that is extraordinary. So the first thing, defense number one, please, you can follow along, is coming up here. Serve Vaishnavas and don't criticize them. You can serve Vaishnavas also by talking good things about them. And here I mean, you can look for the jewel amongst the straw. You know, the many other qualities. You can look at that them and focus them. And we all know from psychology, the psychology of education, if you focus on the good thing in someone, that will grow in him. If you focus on the bad things by criticizing and so on, that also will grow in them. One teacher told me this. It was a teacher from Denmark, said, I have done everything different than it's done in the old times. I always praise the children when they do something good, and when they do something bad, I just ignore it. If it's possible, if they don't, I mean, there are things which you can't ignore, like murder on the school courtyard or so on. But in general, and I have seen that in my role as a teacher and mentor, when I talk about things, the bad things you need to avoid, do this. I once gave a lecture in Heidelberg to students, and Heidelberg means, there are illicit sexual relationships amongst the students, like, I don't know, maybe like in California or so, you know, really sensual place. And I talked about the disadvantages, and after my lecture, I went to one of the students and said, so what do you say? And then the student said, well, I don't want to criticize, I don't know why. All I can think about after the lecture is what you told us to avoid. Talking negatively about something too much is not good. It even says if you fill your mouth with negative talk, you are the friend of the one you talk bad about, because this absorbs their sinfulness. Like, give me the name of the paper which you take a blotting paper. Blotting paper. Do you know what that is? That was before the computer. Serve Vaishnavas. Don't criticize them. Next, be humble and think of your faults. Think of it. And here's a big one. Don't envy or blaspheme anyone. And finally, extend your care, serve all living entities, and help them back to Godhead. Yes, this is how you become a well-wishing friend of Vaishnavas. It's very, very powerful to adopt this. It doesn't mean you have to make white into black. In other words, make false into glorious qualities. Oh, your lecture was so nice, and you think I was bored to death. No. That's not. But I took this one point from the lecture, which I think I will pursue. Such things. Find the jewel in the straw. Why always find the imperfection? Second, the effect, it says to consider devatas equal or higher than the Lord. do something else.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry, I have to go through this. Yeah.
Worship Shri Krishna with Srimati Radharani as the beautiful absolute. They are the supreme. Consider the demigods as eternal servants of Krishna and depend upon them. In this way, there are many defenses, and if I just rattle them down, the danger is we forget them. And it will not be impactful. I would just like to go to the tenth, the end. You can't get what is waiting for you in the east by walking to the west. In other words, you can't get spiritual enlightenment by living a material valued life, a life where you follow material values. Even when you're in the spiritual movement, there's subtle materialism everywhere. Kali Yuga, no? So, my dear everyone, the tenth one is very interesting, how to counteract it. The first point is chant attentively with full surrender unto the holy name. When you sit down to chant, instead of thinking of material things, you leave your material attachment behind, at least when you chant. I'm reminded of when I was young, I liked to see cowboy films. And there was always this stricture, when the cowboys went into the saloon, they had to leave their weapons outside the saloon, so that in case egos would clash inside the saloon, the cowboys wouldn't kill themselves. That movie, I've seen ample movies with this subject matter, no? And some didn't want to give their weapons, and others brought a revolver with them under the shirt, and there was all a movie was very for children quite interesting, I thought. When you enter the, I don't want to say that, let me say positively, the chanting, either the kirtan, stali, the place where the kirtan takes place, or your own practice, leave these material things, plan making, attachments behind. Come unarmed and sit down and surrender fully unto the holy name. This means even if you don't have any taste, just continue in a surrendered way. The taste will come. The next point is give up attachments to material desires based on aham mameti, I and mine. My dear devotees, there is a simple way to deal with attachments. Say no to them. Oh, Maharaj, you are so much an illusion that it's disturbing to listen to you. That is not how this works. I'm trying to say no. I'm speaking of certain attachments. Psychology tells us they come in waves. They go higher and higher. Oh, I must have this. I must have. Oh, I can't imagine my life without this. And then they reach a peak. If you tolerate, then it will go down again and you will forget it. There are, however, attachments where you must, where ignoring cannot help because it haunts you. When you persistently think about the greatest attachment, I'm speaking of the physical attachment, you might have to look at an ashram change. No? Actually, most of you are grihasthas. No? You might have to see how to navigate this carefully. No? So this need for companionship. I'm speaking of the need of companionship here. So there are things, in other words, if you adopt these behaviors, you can be rest assured that all offenses will start to first is it vain? Yeah, vain. And then they will be almost gone, and the rest will be taken care of by Krishna, who sees that you are absolutely trying. The rest residues. I highly want to encourage you, if you want to learn them, either you find this verse of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the 13th chapter, or of the Harinam Chintamani, or you register with Prahlad, who doesn't send your address to Nike sport shoes or anything else. You will be spared from spam mail, in other words. I really think you can also, you are all intelligent people, you can turn the negative things into positive things. Again, psychology. Have you ever gone a road, and then a part in the road there is this, there are little iron poles, and there is the red and white plastic thing around it. Don't come close here. It's usually when they dig up the road for electricity or changes, or now internet, faster internet, or what else? Canalization. At least I am like this. The first thing when I hear don't go there is I must go there and look. What is that? This, our psychology is like this, unless we belong to the few souls who are just afraid that they will be caught when they look somewhere where they're not supposed to look. My dear devotees, how much I hear about amongst the men is the problem to look at inappropriate web pages. We have heard it 1,000 times, don't go there. But it is a major hidden problem which came to my notice. The devotee was crying, and I said, do you have a positive way to deal with this attachment that drives you to these web pages? Have you ever thought that you can turn it around and not go into the don't area, but in the do area? And if you do something spiritually powerful, it gives you spiritual strength, so that you can say with a smile, no, thank you, no need. Have a positive plan how to deal with the 10 offenses. And you are intelligent devotees. You just turn the offenses into positive action. And you will see that they wane by the strength of yes to spiritual activities. Offenses will not wane if you only say no and meditate about what you should not do. It will not work. Psychology does not, the human psychology is not like that. You are not wired like this. Yes, for some time out of fear, you can stall an activity. But we want the strength of spiritual things to go out. Therefore, you hear always, serve Vaishnavas. You hear in the philosophy always these positive injunctions. Hare Krishna. Was it clear to you? And please forgive me, I will not rattle through the list now, because A, if you are independently thoughtful, you can do it yourself. And B, if you like, you can have the assistance from Prahlad Nrisimha. And that will be much better than being fast. I would like to now repeat Bhaktisiddhanta. Unless we extend our best efforts, earnestly, and qualify ourselves for the Lord's mercy, it is next to impossible that we can be rescued from our fallen condition. And my dear everyone, let us not be in any doubt when this best effort is aimed at avoiding the 10 offenses. And my suggestion in this lecture is to turn them around into spiritual practices. Yes? I'm wondering, our computer department, do we have that quotation in Hari Nam Chintamani? We didn't did this very... I wanted to talk about something else, but then I felt two devotees came to me and said, Ajamil really went back to... He said, really? Is this exaggeration? And I said, no. But he had two qualities. One is he was offenseless. An offense is something different than a sin. You follow? An offense is something you do against God and his devotees. A sin is something that you do against yourself. This is different. So, now, what do you do when you have the feeling you have already committed an offense? Have some of you the feelings they have done offenses in the past? Yes, of course. No? Now, we will talk now from Shastra and from Prabhupada teachings what to do. And as we talk about this part of the lecture, I request you to appreciate how personal the process of Krishna consciousness is when it comes to asking for forgiveness. Srila Prabhupada writes, it's in the seventh canto, in the book Nama Komudi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, what should he do? Any idea? Yes, he should submit to that Vaishnava, he should go to that Vaishnava and ask to be excused. No? Similarly, this was just an example, if I have done something against Balaram Chandra Surya Govinda Prabhu. I don't know of any Balaram Chandra Surya Govinda Prabhu. I want deliberately a neutral name. And I have talked bad about him, or I have been envious towards him. I may not say I was envious towards you, Prabhu, but I may sincerely go and serve him because it is embarrassing for him. But if I have spoken something and done something that has come to Balaram Chandra Surya Govinda's attention, then I must go and I must submit in person. Internet works also, but why not be more bold and go personal, no? And I must say, Prabhu, I said this, I wrote this, perhaps it, and I heard it has come to your attention. Please, I see that I was myself full of offenses and I could see you only with the material vision, where I saw the material, well, that sounds already like justifying yourself. I have to be careful with this line of thought. But I sincerely request your forgiveness. And I saw your shirt has holes. I bought you a shirt from Gangotri, first class quality. You know, I mean it sincerely, no? But asking for forgiveness is not enough. Listen up. This will be a new information for you. In our ISKCON society, we have impersonalized spiritual life very often. We say things without meaning. We go to a devotee, please forgive my offenses. We say this so easily. Many devotees come to me. It's now chic to say it. It's a linguistic habit of ours. Please forgive my offenses. I always say, what did you do against me? You asked me to forgive, so I need to know what. And it turns out he did nothing. He just said it because he heard it from somewhere else, you know. Yes, we are not always known for extreme spiritual depths. Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructs us that if we commit offenses to the holy name now, it is not enough to constantly chant. This is usually, this is the Padma Purana's glorification of the holy name. When we commit offenses against the holy name, they go if we continue to chant constantly or extra. But here Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it's not enough, but we should chant with remorse for having committed those offenses. In other words, it's a little like Prabhupada said once in Allahabad in 71. He said, so even if there are offenses, by simply chanting, he repeats what Padma Purana says, and now he adds something, being repentant that I have committed this offense unnecessarily or without knowledge. So simply be repentant and go on chanting. Then the stage will come, it is called Namabhasa. That is offenseless. Then there is no more offenses. In other words, when you have committed offenses, you must be regret this specific offense and be remorseful. Now, who is a good English speaker? What does remorse mean? To feel remorse. I'm sorry? Remorse? It's a feeling of guilt, is it correct? Sorrow, feeling sorrow about doing something wrong. You all have mobile telephones. I wonder why you don't ask your clever machine, you know. Remorse is you really feel it, in other words. So that will help you to become free from offenses. Don't just say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Scan your life. Where are you? What have you done wrong? I give you three tips. Look at distraction. I think we all have been distracted. Laziness to chant. We procrastinate our rounds. And something which in English you call apathy. It means an indifference. I don't care any longer. If you would ask me, Maharaj, how many rounds I chant on a sunny day, you would be surprised about my answer. Now, if you would ask me how many rounds I chant on a rainy day, you would not believe that I'm in the movement for Krishna consciousness. There is an apathy, an indifference. I don't care any longer. I know that 80% of the Hare Krishnas don't complete 16 rounds. I did statistical inquiries. Oh, now it gets... So if you want to really move on, you have to look at these things. You cannot do the same mistakes and expect a miraculous cure. Imagine you eat every day junk food and you continue to do that. You won't be Mr. Healthy. Therefore, even when you have done, if you are now not good in chanting, my dear devotees, there is something which you can do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one should start with a minimal amount, but make sure one chants this offenseless and very attentive. And then after some time, one will want to chant more. Wonderful, no? I even know the Bengali, I have the Bengali somewhere. And I always think this is good. This is how devotees should be trained. Many devotees think, I must be initiated, must be initiated. And they train so that they can chant 16 rounds a day, like a boxer who has only one match, you know, which will decide everything, the initiation. And then the boxer, at the end of when it's done, he stops all what he did before to get to this point. I think such initiations need to be improved. The concept of initiation must be perhaps also improved. It's not about belonging, getting a name, or filling, jumping over a bar. It is the beginning of a sincere spiritual quest, and so on. So, yes, Hare Krishna. So, now I will change my mood. I'm sorry, such serious things need to, I can't present them like, please avoid the offenses, Prabhus. I have to say it in a different tone, otherwise it doesn't register. I will now go to another tone. Let me help myself here. Let's change the atmosphere in the room, please. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Message in this of this class is coming now, so please kindly give me your undivided attention like you have done with the earlier points. My dear devotees, there is a very personal dimension in Krishna consciousness. When we chant, we address Krishna personally. When we commit aparadas, we go to Krishna personally and beg for forgiveness. When we do aparadas against Vaishnavas, we go to them personally and ask them personally for forgiveness. The same is when we are looking for help. We go to the Lord and ask Him to help us. To sincerely ask for help, that is to chant with the second quality of Ajamil, that is an awareness of his helplessness, requires something which we all know as humility. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, that chanting in humility means to think that it is impossible to achieve love of Krishna on my own. Thus, when I chant the holy names, I pray to Krishna to help me, feeling utterly helpless in achieving spiritual perfection alone. So if I always feel I need help, I will always feel the need to chant to be helped. Humility breeds constant chanting. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, if chanting in humility is not done, one's prayers does not reach the perfect autocrat. Therefore Mahaprabhu, he takes this from Mahaprabhu or from his own realization also. He says, to always chant, you need to chant in what? A humble state of mind. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, my dear devotees, a mere show of humility will not do. Bhaktisiddhanta, in his straightforward way, says, it's not enough to make phony speeches about how you are not the doer. You have to genuinely feel that you are being made to act by the Lord. Before The word humility reaches your tongue and your speech, like in I'm your humble servant, or please accept my humble obeisances. You have to have made three types of work. Humility in the body. It means you serve people. Humility in the mind. You understand that you are insignificant and helpless. Humility in the heart. You regret, oh Krishna, I am fallen. Like in this prayer, for so many long years in this material world, I have been absent. Only after you have done this, you know, service, a humble understanding, and regret in your heart that moves your heart, I'm sorry, sorry, then you are entitled to use the word, I please accept my humble obeisances. Otherwise, it could be just institutional speech, or the word here is used phony. I know it's a strong word. A few years ago, Bhujan Prabhu shared with us an amazing quotation from a morning walk of Srila Prabhupada in the Stoke Lake in San Francisco. And we have this somewhere. Is this the quotation? I can't see with this glass. Good. And praying to Krishna, please give me strings. Hurry. O energy of Krishna, O Krishna, I'm fallen. I have no strings. Please accept me. That's all. I have no qualification. I'm frail. Yes, I'm trying, but I'm falling. All these appeals should be made. And Krishna is all powerful. He can do anything. Be personal with the holy name. Be personal with Krishna. Don't make him into an abstract concept. Like Prabhupada told Indradumna Maharaj, when one should have the feeling, my friend, oh my friend, very personal, yes. And if you turn to Krishna in a sincere way, my dear everyone, it does not matter if you have failed in some ways in your spiritual life. You can always count on the help of Krishna. One of Krishna's qualities is kritagya. He always remembers the service of others and never forgets even a small favor. Do you remember Draupadi? When Krishna visited Hastinapur, Draupadi would never send maidservants. She had hundreds of them to give Krishna, to serve Krishna in any way. She would do everything herself. One afternoon she came with a plate like this, where she had sitafal. These are fruits which are best tasted when they're cut, and immediately after cutting or breaking open, you have them. And then it's very tasty. So she served Krishna the plate with a knife. Now, one of Krishna's qualities is he's daksha, he's expert. But here he deliberately did something awkward. He took the knife, and as he was taking the sitafal, He cut with a knife in his thumb. When Draupadi saw this, she immediately took her sari. It was her marriage sari, which had a deep meaning for her. She was had worn this sari on her marriage, and she ripped a good piece from it, and then bound the thumb or the finger, I don't know if it was the thumb or the finger, of Krishna to still the blood flow. Then Krishna looked at her and he smiled. You know, he has a transcendental body, he doesn't feel hunger, nor does he, you can't cut him if he doesn't want for some lila purpose. And he said, Draupadi, for this gift of a sari, I will repay you in the future 1,000-fold. Do you know what he was alluding to? He knew that a time would come in Draupadi's life where she would be in her womanly days and only dressed in one garment, and she would be taken in the public assembly, and an attempt would be made to take her dignity from her by disrobing her in the public. And Krishna knew that this would come. He knows past, present, and future. And he then said much earlier to this event, for your gift of a sari, which you have given to me now, I will repay you 1,000-fold. And you all know, as the rascals tried to undress Draupadi, and she helplessly cried, Govinda, the Lord came unseen by the non-devotees, and he supplied an unending material of sari. I don't know if it was red like her marriage sari, like this, but it was... oops. My machine is becoming enthusiastic. Going up. He supplied an unending material so that Draupadi's dignity was maintained. No? Yes. For a Vedic woman, for all women, you all are elevated Matajis, dignity, there is a woman's dignity which is very sacred. It is something, yes. So, when Draupadi came into a terrible, dangerous situation, and saw that nobody, not Bhishma, not the kings, would help her, she called out in helplessness, Govinda, Govinda. Prabhupada says there, Krishna said later that for her calling my name, I'm indebted to her, and this indebtedness grows. Now imagine, says Prabhupada, what happens in the when someone regularly chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The Lord is so indebted to that person. That's why he wants to help. He wants to help. You may say, no, Maharaj, I can't imagine Krishna helping me. I'm not Draupadi. But there are many indications in the scriptures that Krishna has been helping you even before you started to pray to him. There's a purport in the Bhagavatam. If you look in your life, there were so many good things in your life that happened to which brought you here. That it was Krishna. Prabhupada said, he manifests his transcendental pastimes amongst the conditioned souls just to create the desire to go back to Godhead, no? And in one purport he says, the Lord is more eager to help us and bring us back than we are. Wow. My dear devotees, my dear skeptics, and I count 60% of you in this group now for this statement which will now come. It took me a long time to accept that Krishna loves me because I feel so unqualified. But then I understood Krishna's love for you is not based on who you are. Krishna's love for you is based on who he is. Generous, kind. He has no place in his heart to count mistakes and faults of his devotees. It's just not there. He doesn't think like this. Krishna's love for you is not based on who you are. It is based on who he is. His only wish is that you reciprocate. And there is no better way to reciprocate than to try to chant the holy names with some affection. Prabhupada has made this famous statement. I think you all have heard it. If you try to love God, you'll gradually realize, gradually means step by step, something. Right, now comes the whole quotation. If you try to love God, you'll gradually realize how much he loves you. You just try to chant with some feeling of gratitude, some feeling of connectedness, some feeling, oh Krishna, please, please help me. I'm trying, I'm failing. Then, please accept me, he says here, no? Then the Lord, you can count on his help. And his help is so big. You can never ever become Krishna conscious on your own steam. Not possible. You are a conditioned soul. You know, when we were a child, there we all read this one book. It was compulsory for our children's education. Der Lügenbaron Münchhausen, German language. It means the Baron. Baron, is that an aristocratic title? Baron? The Baron who speaks only lies. And once this Baron, his name is Münchhausen, came and said, yeah, I was galloping with my white horse into the swamps and both of us were sinking. Then what did I do? I grabbed my bunch of hair and I pulled both me and the horse out of the swamps which devoured us. It's a lie. It's not possible. But we as children were told these stories and then we had to detect what is this lie? What exactly? Or why is it a lie? What Münchhausen says. And this way the young minds were trained in Germany. Sorry, little of German education for you. My point is here, my dear devotees, it's not a lie. Krishna loves us. Just because we are parts of him, sparks of him. And when you turn to him, he will also turn to you. And there is no, let us say, no more regular way, no more effective way than to turn to him by chanting the holy names, by making an attempt to avoid the offenses. We heard about this, the 10 defenses, no? And second, by calling out to him, seeking his help. These were the two things which we can learn from Ajamil. The rest, forget what he did and so on, the sinfulness, also the way he chanted, meaning someone else. But these two things, Shastra teaches us, we can learn, and they will bring our chanting way beyond Ajamil's qualities. Hogya, finished. What do you speak now? I want to request you to turn to your neighbor. Any neighbor. I know some of you are introverts. I sympathize with you. I know some of you. But turn to your neighbor, perhaps a willing neighbor. And we are all willing. And just discuss for 3 minutes what you could learn from this chanting by trying to avoid offenses and by chanting in a helpless state of mind. Not these two things. Did you find a neighbor, Gokrishna? Good. First, you need to find a neighbor. You can also join a group of three. The main thing is to think about it. That is extremely good. My dear devotees, yesterday we introduced one part of the how to make your retreat successful. That is, go into this in-between state where you can think and which you fill with deliberate spiritual practices, this waiting room of God, no? And then you can discover. Today I have another practice, a simple practice. Please sometimes talk with the devotees whom you see about subjects from Bhujan Prabhu's seminar and perhaps this seminar as well. You will see, this will teach you how to speak about Krishna. We always hear that this is a good practice in the lecture, but it will only come to life for you if you practice it really outside of the lecture. And I can see when we would give 1 hour time now, you would easily talk, but why only in the Kirtanstali hall? Be adventurous. Move into this subject of talking about Krishna. You know, I'm not good for many things, but I was always a preacher in my life, and I had to learn this to give lectures and to talk to people about Krishna. And now it's an automatic thing. I when you do something for 50 plus years, then you do that. Then you own it. So that might also be good for you. I want to now quickly. I want to do two things. I would love to end with a guided kirtan, but I want to see, are there questions at this moment you want to ask? I see one question. Many. I saw my partner in discussing your good name, Shyam Shunda Prabhu. We will have a microphone for you. But perhaps you start talking already. In the WhatsApp group.
Senior for Vaishnavas in 2008, and he put down in the Japa Meditation book.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one incident when you were speaking about chanting with the affections and attention. So Nirantan Swami Maharaj says that when he feels that his disciple is not chanting properly, he will call them, and he said, I want to, even though you have taken a vow to your Guru Maharaj, Krishna and the deity and Vaishnava, I want to give you a little room. If you cannot chant 16, chant 12 rounds, but 12 rounds should be very attentive with affection. If you cannot chant even 12 rounds, chant 8 rounds. And why Maharaj has done that? Because Maharaj has seen the benefit that just giving the room for the devotees to uplift themselves, it has worked, and they have come up to chant even more rounds. So well, I just want to say,
thank you very much. Yes, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In line with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says also, alpa, 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 something, very small quantity one should chant in the beginning, with attention, and then one will automatically increase. Mm-hmm. That's something we could call an emergency break. You know, when the train of life goes in a direction that is not favorable, you might have to stop it and pull the emergency brake. But your life shouldn't be on emergency brake all the time. You should then again let the train walk. But sometimes maybe that's the only possibility. Maybe. I suggest, because this is a point where I can't say do this, you might have to discuss it with your spiritual master. But when I said 80%, I was thinking perhaps 0000000001% is there is a person like that in the group. Good. No, we had others. Krishna Murari.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. It was a startling notion, the offense, the distinction between offense and sin, harming Lord and devotees, or harming oneself. But then the, in application, it seems it ends up coming back to being an offense, because by, at least as an initiated devotee, engaging in sinful activity would be an offense, the disobeying the orders of the spiritual master and maintaining material attachments. And so, not that I'm looking for some cause or reason to justify committing sinful activity, but just trying to understand, as that arises, how one may chant without offense if the sinful activity is still there.
Yes, the distinction between sin and offense. The offense against Guru and Krishna, Vaishnavas, and sin is something that where you do offense is a harmful activity towards them, and the other is sin. Jiva Goswami deals with this highly, highly sensitive subject. Srila Prabhupada deals with this subject in the 9th chapter of the Gita, 30th verse. It's a highly sensitive subject. That means there is a thin, thin, thin border, which is so thin that not many Vaishnava speakers want to talk about it, because one can be misunderstood. Suffice it to say that due to our conditioned nature, things less than ideal are bound to happen. If, however, the devotee makes a sincere effort to pick himself up, then he is forgiven. There is this verse, 9:30, Apichet Sudaracharo. My devotee may be engaged in an abominable activity. Still, he should be considered a sadhu if he is rightly situated. Arjuna goes there. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, are you sure that what you just said has validity? Your devotee can do the most abominable activity and he is considered to be saintly? If he is walking the right path. Krishna is so emphatic about it. He says, you should bring this verse to the attention of the world. You should take drums and cattle, go from village to village, town to town, and say this. Now, if a devotee takes this statement, and here it is now, in order to justify acting loosely and so on, then he is not a first-class devotee. Prabhupada writes that this is not good. But they are bound to that mistakes are happening. This is bound to happen. We are human beings. It doesn't help us to put this in the concealment box and never look at it and conceal. Conceal means you hide something. It's bound to happen. We bring our old karmas with us. We bring weaknesses with us. I'm not saying do it. I'm saying whatever it is, engage in the processes of bhakti, and in due course of time you will become all right. Do you understand? It's not condoning or permitting or saying, this is not the idea. The idea is do bhakti. There is a verse in the 11th canto which says, Prahlad Nrisimha, you are a man of the internet. Yata Shlatho, find this verse please. Yata with yot. Yot means J, like J Ma Ganga or so. There is a verse which says, my devotee knows that sense gratification leads to a miserable result. He knows that. There's no argument about it. But still, sometimes he is doing things. My devotee should remain happy because as he continues with the process of bhakti, all these things will go. Now, Jiva Goswami says here, this does not apply to grossly sinful activities like child molestation I don't want to give these gross examples, but I want to just give I don't want now to talk about what is gross, what is impermissible or not. Who am I to give this distinction? But the process is, remain faithful to the process of bhakti. Because you might not believe me, and you might think he has misquoted, I will read this to you now in the sweet English language with my glasses on so that my eyesight doesn't fail me. Here it comes. Jata, here it is in Sanskrit, Jata Shraddho Matkatasu Nirvina Sarvakamasu Veda Dukatmakam Kamang Parijage Pyanishvaraha. Prahlad Nrisimha, don't leave me alone with this monster. I don't know how, you know, this is, what did you do? Here. having a vacant faith in the narrations of my glories, being disgusted with all material activities, knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery.
Oh, that's a lot of words here.
But still being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. This is a sentence from here to Alaska. We have to break it up. So there's a devotee. He has faith in the narrations of Krishna's glory. This devotee further on is disgusted with all material activities because he knows they lead to misery. However, this devotee is unable to renounce all sense enjoyment. So what should he do? Answer, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. It doesn't say my devotee should be extremely guilty, take a gun and shoot himself. It says, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment, my devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents such activities. Again, this does not refer to immoral activities. I don't know it. Maybe it means when the devotee has a whiskey. You figure it out yourself. I'm not interested to figure out where the border is or what I can do or not. I don't know. Anyways. So, in case you want to read this, because can you please go? Oh, I never learned this. I thought I knew how to. Here, note it down. 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, 20th chapter, verses 27 to 28. I repeat, 11, 20, 27 to 28. 11, 20, 27 to 28. And the purport is there by the Bhaktivedanta scholars, and the purport is there by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to really analyze this verse. But Jiva, again, I don't want to speak here all of a sudden, no four rules and regulations, Prabhu, is no longer important. They are very, very important, most important. This is not talking about these things. Krishna Murari, please don't force me to say more on this subject. Because it's borderline. So, I will now look to the Madhaji side, our Jagatarini. We have a microphone for you. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what is the relationship between not having fast rules and very strict offenses?
Yeah. Again, offenses has that mentality as a driving motor to harm, to displease or so. No, to harm. It has an ego, a strong ego behind it. The way I understand it, Jagat Darini, is like this. A young child, we are happy for everything the child
does in the world of language, you know, the way he talks. We are happy for every sorry, the child may come and give the mother an article that would be perhaps considered useless, you know, like her child shirt, which is too small for the mother to wear. But the mother will be very happy about any utterance, and when the child gives her his own shirt as a present to the mother, "What? Thank you for this thoughtful gift," you know, or I don't know how mothers speak to the children. But the child will grow up. We all, when we were children, we did things as children do. When we are grown up, we do things as grown up people do. There is a time for it. So, the way I see it, our rules and regulations are bringing us to the stage where where we take this very serious, and so on. And I must again say, I feel the process of initiation is only recommendable for those who are seriously wanting to pursue the spiritual path, who have really thought about it, and who are mature enough to make a decision. Nowadays in ISKCON, many spiritual masters have seen that the devotees who gave promises at the time of initiation didn't think about this very much, or didn't know what this all entails, and they therefore request devotees to wait until they are sure, you know, until they are grown up and more mature. So these rules and regulations, I have never ever, well, that's wrong, but I like to think of them in the way Krishna discusses them in the Gita as principles to attain freedom. Freedom from the material nature. And I do know, no one should accept rules and regulations for whom he is not fit. For whom he is not fit. That is in the Upadeshamrita. You must find out the adhikari and then practice them. They should, in other words, be helpers on your spiritual path. And there are many rules and regulations. For someone, the regulation might be to chant 64 rounds minimum a day. For another, it is 4 rounds. And both of them will profit in the same way, according to their adhikar. So rules should be helping us, and they only when we are not fit to accept the rules do they become punishments or seen as punishments. Now I notice 4 rules and regulations are for some of us quite tough, especially when it comes to this one rule. You know, we all know what I mean. But Prabhupada was holding his ground, and he was saying, this is the minimum for a human being. You know, that's the place he came from, and therefore, you know, this is what it is. This is what I think. Only accept those rules and regulations that are helpful for you, but these 4, you have to find out how you can make it work, how you can stop meat eating, intoxication, and so on. And if it's difficult, there's ample help on the market, ample knowledge. That is as good as I can do. But Jagatarini, because you are Jagatarini, No, why do you laugh at an inappropriate time? It means a senior Vaishnava, Vaishnavi. Let me please think more about it. Yeah, it's so easy to go back to Godhead. Yes, 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 come, 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 come. 16 hours. Offenseless chanting. It's a different sound, no? So I will think more about it. Until I have an answer, I will keep doing the same thing. If for the beginner, there are beginning rules and they're very simple. And as he advances and becomes more purified, then he is eligible for a different standard.
I think your example in the beginning of a child is very appropriate because so much inability, innocence in the child makes their clumsy efforts attractive.
Yeah.
But if they were 25 years old and super innocent, then they would be annoying.
Yeah.
So you have to be maturity.
Maturity, yes. Thank you very much. Now I note, Krishna, time. Time is not always so friendly to my dear devotees, I wanted to do something else. I wanted to chant with you, but we will do that in the evening. No, in the evening we can also have this exercise. So I will say thank you very much for listening. I wish you all the best. And Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Haribo. Hare Krishna.